So it's Monday and we had a busy weekend of sport, Michael, Pedro. Lots to speak about what happened. There was drama at the Euro, of course, with Christian Eriksen. Then Garrick Hugo pulling off that first PGA Tour win as well yesterday.
Yeah, an action-packed weekend of sport. I think we'll start with Garrick Hugo, just because of the fact that he's only 22 years old. I definitely wasn't winning PGA Tour titles when I was 22. So
were you ever?
No, I probably wouldn't. I'm never going to get close. So it's a fantastic achievement for him. And the fact that this is his fourth victory on all the tours that he's been on, I mean, European Tour, Sunshine Tour, and now making just his second appearance in the PGA Tour. Across the last 9 months, that's his fourth tour victory, if you take all the tours into account. So he's in very good form. And that win also means that he becomes a full member on the PGA Tour. He's exempt until the end of the 2023 season. He also secures a place at the Masters. He's also moved into the top 50 of the world golf rankings. So a major, major victory for a very young man.
If only he was to get a major victory,
yes.
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing. And he's received a lot of praise from South African golfing legends, Gary Player. There was an interview after the final round where Gary Player sent a message of congratulations to him while he was being interviewed. The likes of Ernie Els, Charles Schwartzel, Louis Oosthuizen all tweeting and taking to social media to congratulate him. So that must be a big boost for him. And hopefully it's not a flash in the pan and he can carry on going and win a lot more tournaments.
Well, speaking of winning lots of majors and grand slams, Novak Djokovic coming back from two sets down. Listen, I don't know anybody who likes Novak Djokovic except for Reddy Tlabi. I'm definitely not part of that fan club.
Yes. I'm not either, but you can't take anything away from the man. When it comes to clutch performances in Grand Slam finals, he is the guy that delivers. He was two sets down against Stefanos Tsitsipas, rallied back to win the next three. He's now just one Grand Slam away from equaling Nadal and Federer for 20 Grand Slam titles. This year he can complete a golden Grand Slam. He's halfway there, having won the Australian Open, Wimbledon and the US Open still to come later in the year. And definitely throwing his name in the hat even more than it probably already was to be considered the greatest of all time. Along with Federer and Nadal, the big three that have dominated men's tennis for so long now. And he's making himself very, very hard to ignore and be excluded from that conversation.
And then, of course, the Euros are happening over the weekend. We've seen lots of action, but that drama with Christian Eriksen being resuscitated on the pitch.
Yeah.
So worrying.
It was very scary. The footage is quite jarring if you haven't seen it. It is difficult to watch just because of the fact that you don't think something like that can happen to somebody who is dedicating their life to professional sport and is probably one of the fittest people in the world, and to have suffer cardiac arrest in the middle of a game is very frightening for everyone that watched it, everyone that was involved, everyone in the stadium. His agent has come out and said that he is in good spirits. However, he is anxious to find out the cause of that cardiac event, because doctors say they haven't been able to pinpoint what exactly that cause was yet. A lot of criticism coming out as well, especially from the Danish players, that they had to carry on that game against Finland on Saturday.
I thought they said the players wanted to play.
Kasper Schmeichel, who is the goalkeeper and captain, also said that they felt almost as if they were forced to carry on. So maybe not the full story there just yet. But hopefully Eriksen will be okay and back on the field very soon.
And lots of matches happening as well. England beating Croatia last night, Netherlands beating the Ukraine.
Yes.
So we'll have lots to talk about throughout the week. Michael, Pedro, thank you so much for that.